Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Boak, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy, Lil Yap, UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
And this Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
Alright, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world of hip hop. Well, much love.
Alright.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, what's shaking? Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff. And yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Hey yo. Rest in peace, Dak, man. Let's get to it. Look, Gator lawyer retained a fee and blue faces. And that was for the new cases. Any day could be your last, you'll know the time. Punched in the clock, now it's overtime. I'm screaming, fuck the other side. If this rap shit don't work, still got border ties. I was stressing when I lost a bunch of paper. Took it out on my bitch, I fucked her like a hater. Money coming back and forth like a seesaw. I'm like Curry with the three ball. They say I owe him something and I don't recall. I play hard, watch how I move and be smart. If tomorrow never comes, I was a worthy blessing. Keep a pearly Western, I'm a dirty Texan. Dongles in my city, catching 30 seconds. Revenge is best served cold, and I'm serving seconds. They don't know about the nights, cut off lights. Now it's all white nights, neck got a bunch of ice. You can never lose what you couldn't keep. You might got the views, but not the streets. I paid dues, sprayed tools when it was beef. We ain't cool, I made moves just to eat. My nigga got life right up year after year. Smile visit, still man to smile ear to ear. Look, your team starved when the pack landed. Your homie get backhanded. I'm in a different tax bracket. Give me 7 days and 100 P's. Ran the streets 100 nights, mama on her knees. We can go car for car, home for home. I used to serve it out the house. O for O, anxiety fucked up. My blood cold, popping Nathan's face. Every time I get emotional, look. Bought a bunch of choppers, fuck the coppers. Mama, I got blood on my Balenciagas. I got blood on my Balenciagas. Blood on my Balenciagas.
I got blood on my Balenciagas.
Boom, 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 boom. What it do, man? We at episode 356 at Off the Cuff Radio, the livest and most direct hip-hop show on Friday nights and Sunday nights when it's convenient. We got a dynamite show going down tonight. I got my co-host, T-Max, with the facts of the building.
Sunday, Sunday, OTC up in the building, place to be, yes, sir. I mean, look, like you said, King, you know, we normally do it Fridays, but we got to do it for a special, superb Sunday. Shout out to Core Financial, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Dirty Basement. I mean, you know, we you know, at Jesse's Boutique, you know, we got, look, shout out to our sponsors. And tonight our guest is one of the most, you know, proficient, most efficient, excellent, you know, pyrotechnic spit and rhyme spitters, you know, coming along, you know, the new generation of the hip hop. And he is also a member of the esteemed, almighty, and infamous BSF. You know, it's, look, it's an honor and a privilege. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we got Vino on the air, y'all.
Yo, 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 what up?
What's going on,
What's
man?
What's good, brother?
What's going on with you?
Man, ain't shit, man. Playing some bones with my partners and shit. My brother-in-law, my partner and shit. What's going on with y'all?
Definitely, man. Look, we chilling, man. Happy to have you on, man. I mean, look, you know, I told King about you, and I'm like, yo, you know, this dude is like, be nice with it. You know, I mean, look. You know, your skills are already tremendous as is, and you being with BSF is a certification of the consummate and seeing, you know, in the creation, man. So, you know, we had to reach out, you know, and we're so, you know, humble that you accepted to come on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Real shit. Black Soprano family for real.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I guess we get into it like we normally do, man. I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your introduction to hip-hop. You know, we got a little bit of time, so, I mean, hey, whatever, you know, you want to tell us, the floor is yours. Go right ahead.
What kind of questions y'all got for me, man? I can talk all day about this shit, buddy. What kind of questions y'all got for me?
Y'all
from
Corpus Christi,
man. See, I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, man. Shit, 364 and shit. You know what I'm saying? You said what now?
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, let these cats know
I'm probably like 2 hours from the border and shit. You know what I'm saying? Grew up here, you know what I'm saying? I'm still here. You know what I mean? Shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Benny came and found me, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, wow.
Shit like that.
I mean, so in terms of your introduction to hip-hop, you know, what was your first introduction to it? Because, I mean, obviously in Texas, you know, from, you know, I mean, Houston alone, you know, and of course, you know, all over the state, man. I mean, but of course you got, you know, Rest in Peace Mo 3, but I mean, of course you got, you know, Scarface on the Ghetto Boys, you got Chingo Bling.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
hell
you
yeah.
Got Lil Kiki, you know, Big Mo, Rest in Peace, you know, Ghetto
yes,
Boys,
sir.
I mean, yeah, man, you know, it's so many, you know, what was your influence?
Yeah, hell yeah, man, shit, how I got introduced to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, I was probably like, man, I can't even remember, probably like 10, 12 years old and shit. And, see, I grew up in a Christian home, you know what I'm saying? My mom was a hardcore Christian and shit, you know what I'm saying? And what happened was they were still selling CDs at the time and shit, you know what I mean? And they were selling CDs. The first CD I ever bought at this go-around was Nas, Stillmatic, had an orange jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. All the chains on and shit like that with the fucking standing over the Queens Bridge and shit. So that's how I got into hip hop. You know what I mean? So then I just started exploring. You know what I'm saying? I went from I think I want to say Shine Bad Boys had just came out. There's a bunch of shit coming out around that age. You know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep was still popping real heavy. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know what I'm saying, that's how I got introduced to hip hop and shit. And I you know what I'm saying, I fuck with Texas rap, you know what I'm saying, as far as like Pow Wow, Lil Kiki, we all know they hits and shit. But as far as like the way I wanted to sound, I didn't want to sound like that, you know what I'm saying, because I was tuned into lyricism, you know what I'm saying. And
right.
That's what we was, me and my mans right now, we're talking about it right now. He was like, yo, what you think? You know what I'm saying, the top lyricist in the game is right now. Shit, I said, man, I'll be cool, I'll be real with you, man. Shit, not because he's my boy, you know what I'm saying, but shit, I think Benny got that shit on lock. And, you know what I'm saying, he said somebody else, and I didn't agree with him, so I punched his ass in the face and fucking body slammed him and shit. You know what I'm saying? He surprised me. He said Sire the Prince, and he said Royce. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't really knock that shit, because, you know what I'm saying, they both heavy lyricists and shit. But you know what I mean, it's all about preference. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I didn't want to sound like nothing from Texas, and that's how I got introduced to hip rap and real heavy with hip hop and shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely, Dino. And when you look at it from when you were referencing all those albums, you know, this is going back to 2001, of course, which was a great year for hip-hop. I mean, of course, you know, Mobb Deep's Infamy came out that year. Nas is Stillmatic, as you said. You know, Lakey the Kid, you know, the 41st Side compilation.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, what else? What else came out of year? Of course, you know, Jay-Z's Blueprint as well. You know, so this was, you definitely had a great starting point in terms of the year for inspiration and such. As you started progressing, when did you really decide that you wanted to make it a career in terms of, like, okay, I'm really going to go with this full tilt?
You said what now?
When did you, as you started, you know, really honing your craft in terms of listening to your influences, you know, as you aforementioned, and really just really getting more immersed in the culture with the music specifically, when was it the catalyst? What was the turning point for you when you decided that you wanted to make this a career for yourself?
Man, I couldn't even tell you, bro, because where I come from, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got shit but Selena, you know what I mean? So when
yeah,
I was rapping,
rest in peace Selena, man. Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace Selena and shit. But I ain't got nothing for the boy. I ain't got nothing. I'm not. Yeah.
You know what was dope
right.
about?
So
you know what was dope about that time period was, see, y'all paid attention to the bars. See, it wasn't like as segregated as it was before, because everybody within was listening to one another, each other reason, and studying their craftsmanship.
You said, well, now you're kind of far, and I can't really hear you and shit.
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, yeah. I was saying that was the dope thing about coming up at that time period where you got your influences, because even though I'm from North Carolina, and we were paying attention to what was going on with wordplay from New York and what the South was saying with Texas and New Orleans and the West Coast, and we were soaking it up. And I think that's what makes a lot of rappers so vivid with their wordplay, because you can tell they studied the great.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I studied the greats, bro. I'm talking Jay the Kid, I'm talking Jay-Z, DMX, fucking, you know what I'm saying? You name it, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Nori, Fat Joe, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Fat Joe and shit. I just followed a lot of lyricism and try to come up with my own cadence at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And that way I could stand out, you know what I'm saying? But see, like I said, coming from where I'm from, a lot of people don't respect hip hop in the sense of like bars and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like when I was coming up in the game, motherfuckers was rapping like they was from Houston, and I was rapping like I was from New York and shit, you know what I mean? So they'd be like, my man got bars, and I step in a cipher and it's a bunch of Houston flow, and I'm the one rapping like I'm from New York, killing motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So
especially in Texas, where it's more like car culture, it's more about syrup, it's more about swag and flow. They didn't really get the justice of the strictly ball, the straight to the point aggressiveness that New Yorkers had. So it was kind of like a mismatch.
Yeah, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I mean? And I want the type to sibling and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from and shit, but yeah, I mean, shout out to all the drink sippers though, you know what I'm saying? One of my boys that's a big drink sipper, just got hit by the feds and shit, you know what I'm saying? He's I don't know if you're familiar with Texas rap, you know what I'm saying? He's one of Bugatti Casino's artists from Dallas and shit. His name is Muddy Casino and shit. So free that boy Muddy and shit like that. You know, so that's my boy and shit. But yeah, man. So yeah, so coming. But like I said, coming from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? You don't get a lot of people rapping like hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, there's probably like 20 of us in the city, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that.
Definitely. In terms of what you talked about, Dino, about the about the culture, in terms of what were those early days for you like, in terms of the open mics? You know, what were some of the clubs like, you, in terms of really hitting the circuit you were hitting to get the club, you know, to get your name out there?
Well, really, I ain't do no shows, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really do no shows. I pretty much had a name just by rapping. Just like I said, there ain't a lot of people where I'm from. There's like 300,000 people, so
right.
I was definitely, you know what I'm saying, kicking that shit, you know what I'm saying? But how I stood out, you know what I'm saying, was because I was, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm 6'3", you know what I'm saying, Mexican and shit, so, like, shit, that's how I stood out off the top, you know what I mean? So, like, like I said, I was in the bars and shit. I was never in the, you know what I'm saying? But I used to get hated on a lot, like, oh, that whole-ass motherfucker, she just want to sound like he from New York and shit, and he want to sound like he this and that, and sound like this and that, but it was true. In all reality, like, shit, that's what I grew up on. Like, I wasn't, motherfuckers listen to Pow Wow, listen to Jadakiss and Jay-Z and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was a whole different ball game, you know what I'm saying? I was interested in what the motherfuckers are saying instead of swag rap, you know what I'm saying? And ain't no diss to Pow Wow, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Pow Wow and shit, you know what I mean? But like I said, I wasn't really in tune to all of that shit, you know what I mean?
Definitely. You know, and I think from that level of it, you know, when you're looking at it, you know, in terms of the influences, a lot of times it's really about what touches you in terms of the music itself. Because it's not regulated to just a region that you're from, that you represent. You know, I think it's all about how you find your voice. You know, if we, you know, King, myself, our other co-host, Sandman, and Lady Chinchilla, who's also from Texas as well, we've always, you know, with the numerous guests we've had, we've always talked about how it's important to find your niche in the game in terms of how you express yourself there. Because at the end of the game in hip-hop, that's what it should be. It's about how you want to articulate your style to the public, you know? And that's most important.
Yeah, no, that's facts, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, my culture is drink sipping and fucking slower rap, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't into that shit, you know what I mean? But, like, I had homies and shit that would rap, you know what I'm saying, that shit. I respect that shit. They still rapping like they from Houston where I'm from. And I ain't even, and it's all love for me, you know what I'm saying? But, like, whenever I was rapping, I don't even want to say I was just rapping from New York. I wanted more, you know what I'm saying? I wanted people to look at me like, damn, that motherfucker said some shit. But he said it in a lyrical way. He didn't say it, like, on some bullshit, you know what I mean? So, like, I just try to be relatable, bro, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Especially when I was listening to some of your stuff earlier, and I could tell, like, you were studying the, you know, the gods. You know, you were studying the cats that was really before you.
What do you mean? Call
because, you know, in order to be a part of that, you know, a team of spitters, like, Black Soprano family, you had to pretty much bring your own different element to it. Like, what do you feel is, like, the element that you bring to the crew?
You said, what was the last question?
Yeah, like, what is like the element that you bring to the Black Soprano family? Because it's like y'all have your own unique style. Like, what do you bring to the table?
Shit. Oh, really? You know what I'm saying? It's like a team. You know what I'm saying? So like Benny, Phil Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And him and Hyde, you know what I'm saying? They like Jordan right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm just role playing right now, you know what I mean? Like I'm just putting in my work, you know what I'm saying? And just taking it, you know what I'm saying? Album by album, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not really trying to, you know what I'm saying? Fucking make a real big album right now, you know what I'm saying? Like I guess like instead of AEP, instead of, you know what I'm saying? I'm really just trying to make EPs and shit. Get a fan of these bars and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as what I bring to the table, you know what I'm saying? I'm young, fly, I'm fucking handsome, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Mexican and shit, you know what I mean? So, like, I bring a lot of shit to the table, you know what I'm saying? I just don't fucking, I'm a real, you know, I sold cars for like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So as far as business wise, as far as like business wise and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a hustling motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Off the rip, off the jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just slang these words. I can slang these motherfucking merch too. I can slang this motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I could slang these verses and shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's $1,000 for a verse right now and shit. Where I'm from, like, motherfucker, like, the other day somebody asked me, like, yo, how much for a verse, Vino? You know what I'm saying? And then, shit, I charged them $1,000. They were like, man, nah. Well, you know, man, that's kind of too much and shit. You from Corpus and shit. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm from Corpus and shit. The motherfuckers in Slovenia and motherfucking Africa is quoting my shit. I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean? Shit, you ain't got the dot. really what he could have said is like, yo, that's not really my budget. And I would have hit him back like, yo, I'm a businessman at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And I could have been like, yo, well, how much is your budget, brother? You know what I'm saying? Let me, you know what I'm saying? It's Christmas. COVID done fucked off a lot of shit. Like, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? But he came off like, oh, you just a bum from Corpus or just another rapper from Corpus. I ain't paying you that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, fuck you too. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? I still get a lot of bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, in the past 2 weeks, bro, like I had like fucking 20 DMs or 30 DMs. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much for a verse? And I told him $1,000. Cause I mean, at the same time, I'm not trying to sell myself short. At the same time, you know what I mean, like, I'm not trying to be like, right. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? If they got $1,000, you know what I'm saying, and shit, pay that shit. You know what I mean? But if you don't, shit, look, talk to me. I'm a businessman at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is my name, and you know what I'm saying? Like, 3 weeks ago, I did two verses for $800. I did, you know what I'm saying? And I charged the dude $1,000. He's like, man, I ain't really got $1,000. He was like, yo, I'm from Cali. I fuck with you heavy. I just want a verse, but. Well, check it out. My man want a verse. And I'm like, look, I tell y'all what, y'all come up with $800, I got y'all. I do both y'all shit. They were like, hell yeah. So they hit me back, and like 30 minutes later, we're like, yo, shit, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, shit, bet good. You know what I mean? So they ended up fucking, for $800, I gave him fucking, I think I gave him like 22 bars. I didn't even give him a 16. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just here to show some love at the end of the day too. You know what I mean? But if you don't come at me on some bullshit with shit, I'm going to hit you with some bullshit too. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Yeah, and you know, it's like, damn. Yeah. It's like, damn, man. Like, he asked you for the verse. Then he going to call you a bum. I'm like, what that make you?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like 2 years ago, bro. Like, or 3 years ago when I met Benny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I met Benny, right? I think at the time he only had like 18,000 followers when I met Benny. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even. He was Benny, but he wasn't like popping like that right now. You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, bro, like I came at him on some man shit. Like, yo, like, hey, how much for a verse? He was like, shit, this is the price. He's like, for who though? And I'm like, for me. He's like, damn, you didn't even tell me you rap. And I was like, I don't rap no more. I quit. He's like, why you quit? I said, well, I told myself, shit, if I was 30 years old rapping this shit, I said, fuck this shit. I ain't worried about it. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, how old are you right now? I said, I'm 29. He's like, well, damn, you said 30. I said, well, shit, I kind of rounded that shit off. I fuck this shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing shit with it anyway. So I just said, fuck it. He was like, well, fuck. He's like, man, he gave me a price for the verse. You know what I'm saying? I came at him correctly and shit. Look where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asked to be Black Sprout family. I ain't asked to be none of this shit. I was just happy to know, Benny. Like I said, shit, coming from where I'm from, where I grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we don't got shit but Selena. You feel me like that? You know what I'm saying? If you and shit, she passed away. You feel me? So I don't think shit in my city. So for me to be labeled as one of the top three spitters in the nation, in the world right now, you know what I'm saying? And to feel like this, you feel me? Like, hey, see, that's my man right there. If it's my man, tell him to get in the car. I'll be right there. Yeah, so like, oh, shit, my bad. Nah, that's not my man. My bad, people. I'm kind of handling some shit at the same time here.
You good.
But, y'all okay. like I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just happy to be Black Sopranos family, you know what I'm saying? Can you give me a memo? Yeah, so that's all it is, man, you know what I'm saying? Whether I blow up with this shit or not, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of written already that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my thing already, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Lord willing, it happens, you know what I'm saying? Faster than later and shit. sooner than later.
You know, Vino, because I want to touch on a few things that you said, because there's because King will tell you, I'm a huge Griselda BFF fan. I'm a huge fan of those guys. And one thing about it is that, you know, but we first have to take it back to you in terms of, you know, how humble you were in terms of talking about what your hustle was. Because a lot of times you get niggas coming in the game and they really want to act like, you know, they just bubbling, you know, they already got it. And a lot of times, you know, it's like what we do with this show, you know. We work regular jobs like anybody else. You know, we love the culture. We do, we're blessed to be able to do what we do. And we understand that, you know, there are levels you have to work to get to where you want to get to. You know, and you to really,
yeah,
you know, speak on how, you know, you're selling cars. It's like, and I think a lot of niggas got to understand it too. There is nothing wrong with having a regular hustle until you get that big break. You know, and that's, you know, what you're talking about business in terms of, there's nothing wrong with having a set price in terms of your market value. Because as you come along,
not for real.
Yeah, as you come along, there's always the beginning. I think Kanye back in the day, Kanye was selling his beats for like $800, you know, before he got to where he is today. You know, so it's a growth process. It's an evolution. And when, you know, you're speaking about an age process, one thing I love about Benny, you know, Westside and Conway, you know, with all of them, you know, is that as they, because they've been around, if people really know the history, but to see them win the way that they have been winning, and they're older, they're cut from the same, they were in the same class that you were in terms of who they listened to and keeping it true to the roots of hip hop, and they're older. And they're slaughtering these young boys out here right now with the stuff that they're putting out. You know?
Yeah.
They're showing that there is no expiration date on hip-hop with your age. As long as you're good at it, you're good at it. And they're great at it. You know?
Nah, that's facts, bro.
You know, what advice did Benny give you, you know, when you got bought on in terms of him and City Boy? Shout out to City Boy, head of the label. We interviewed him some months back. What advice did they give you in terms of when you got on, in terms of you really, like, them, you know, really giving you that talk, like, you know, yo, you know, you won and this is what you got to do to succeed?
Really, you know what I'm saying? It's more of like, how you say it? Like, Benny really don't tell me, like, when I talk to Benny, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people got it fucked up. Like, they probably think, like, I don't talk to Benny a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I talk to Benny, like, 4 or 5 times a week and shit. But like,
that's
he
a,
said,
that's a label.
Basically, yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I got to report to the boss, you know, like everybody else and shit, you know. But, long story short, like, basically, when I talk to him, it's like, he like, yo, you need to get off your ass. Like, you need to stop bullshitting. And everybody like, yo, like, what do you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? But he don't want me in Corpus. You know what I'm saying? He want me out of town. He want me touching the road with him and shit like that. And I'm on probation. I got kids and shit like that, right? So I can't just get up and leave whenever the fuck I want. But I'm in a process of being on a, having a music lawyer write me a letter and all this shit, you know what I mean? So that way I can start touching the road a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Shout out City Boy as well, you know what I'm saying? But they always tell me, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, like, get on the road, bro, like fuck being in Corpus. And I'm like, shit, bro, like, I can't just get up and leave, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my oldest son stays with me, you know what I'm saying? My oldest son, I got two boys, you know what I'm saying? And my oldest son, he lives with me. You know what I'm saying? So I can't just fucking toss them off to somebody for the week and shit while I'm on the road. You know what I mean? It'd be nice, you know what I mean? But I just can't do it right now. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta sacrifice a little bit of my fame and fortune for my what's at home. You know what I mean? So that's just how it is. And not to top it off, like, since March, I've been since COVID hit. You know what I'm saying? I've had two of his friends living with me too. You know what I'm saying? And because they parents are, you know what I'm saying, they don't come from good homes and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So now I got three boys at the crib, you feel me? So, like, and one's 15, the other one's 16, and my son's 12, you know what I'm saying? So, like, So, like, you know what I'm saying? I got to be on their ass and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they going to live with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat them just like their dad, you know what I mean? So, there's a whole bunch of shit that I got laid down, you know what I'm saying, before I could ever just fucking get on the road, but you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like I said, I'm in the process of working something out with this music lawyer and presenting it to the judge. And that way I can get my ass on the road and shit like that and make some things happen and show my face a little bit more and shit, try to get this money, you know?
Definitely. What do people
I'm gonna shoot this to you right quick about you know what's really fascinated about the Griselda Black Soprano Family brand is how original y'all bring y'all artwork into the table. Like y'all be having some of the craziest looking artwork for y'all covers ever. That alone is like an attention grab. Like the one that I looked at you when you had the car blown up, that was some kind of shit.
Right out of
you said what was your shit? You said what was
yeah,
your shit?
Like what I like about what I like about your style is your album cover. Y'all had the most unique and craziest album cover. Like even the one on your EP when you had the car blown up, that was ill.
Yeah, there's been some kind of controversy on the internet and shit. That I guess it was somebody else's. It was somebody else's shit. And I'm like, yo, bro, like, there's about three or four rappers that had that use the same cover, just different styles of the cover. But, like, I ain't take it from nobody. You know what I'm saying? My producer, shout out my producer, Mike, you know what I'm saying? But, but basically my producer, what he does, you know what I'm saying, is he'll get some titles and some artwork together. And he'll text it to me and be like, yo, what do you think about this? And I'll be like, yeah, let's go. And then we'll just start recording after that. Like, I don't ask him where the fuck he got the photo or where the fuck he... But he's far from a biter, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think he bit anybody. And plus, he don't have social media. So, like, he wouldn't know whoever's saying that, you know what I'm saying? We took their artwork or shit like that. Like, we ain't taking nobody's artwork. Shit, that shit, that artwork's a whore. That shit's been used, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one of the illest ones I seen that you did was the one for War Is My Food. That's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, I got with I forget his name, bro. You know what I'm saying? I forget his name and shit. He's the one that does a lot of Flea Lord shit, you know what I mean? And he's the one that did that one whenever he was he like too good to answer the DM and shit like that, so fuck him, you know what I mean? I ain't even gonna put his name out there, man. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Anyone wanna act like a dickhead, well, fuck him.
Yeah. You know, one thing about it, Dino, is that when you're dealing with, you know, in terms of there's so much that goes on in terms of how you're getting your stuff together, in terms of promo pictures and everything. Quick little law, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, what you're using for your, you know, EP, you know, if that picture has not been copyrighted, you know, if it's not already been used in a major label in terms of like a major release with somebody, yes, you have the right to use that. You know, that's just a picture.
Yeah,
and
it was a mixtape cover. It was a mixtape
cover
that they're saying that I forget his name. The dude's like Dope Boy some shit. He's from Atlanta. I went to his page when they tagged me. Cause like it was like three, like I got like four or five like replies, like, yo, that's not his artwork or whatever. I'm like, yo, who gives a fuck, bro? Like embrace his greatness, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit, you know what I mean? Don't come to the page hating this shit. Drop some love. Be like, hey, yo, like, yo, that ain't your artwork, but shit, good work, bro. I heard your album is fire. Like, you know what I mean? Give me some love at the end of something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
and
that's always so hard. Yeah.
You said what?
Yeah,
I said, plus it's a mixtape. It ain't like you profited off of it. It's free promotion. A promotional use.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, it's I don't know. You know how the internet is, man. The internet made a lot of these motherfuckers have voices and shit that are lame motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't believe everything you hear on the internet, see on the internet or respond to everything, you know what I'm saying? And I found that out the hard way, because, like, during my early albums, people were like, yo, he fucking sucks, or yo, he's not that good, or what the fuck, and, you know what I mean? And I would respond, I'd be like, man, fuck you, you know what I'm saying? I'd be in the YouTube comments talking crazy and shit, you know what I mean? But, like, But I had time, and I was still carnal minded when it came to shit like that. And it's because I, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, like I'm not in the streets, but like I'm still, you know, I still had the mentality of like, shit, you disrespect me, I have to respect you back. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. It is what it is,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, it is. You know, one thing about it is, for anyone, you know, my thing is in terms of, you know, for people who have nothing to do with be online trolling all day, my thing is get a life. You know, the reality is that if people have enough time and hours in a day to try to critique somebody in a most negative fashion, I'm like, that means that they ain't got nothing going on themselves, and they probably, you know, have a you know, shit show of their own, you know, personal commercial going on. I won't even dignify it with movies, you know, because at the end, it's all about the hustle and what somebody's trying to do to better themselves. You know, like you said with yours, you know, in terms of what you're doing, you know, you got family coming first with your situation. This kind of, you know, kept you from moving the way you would like. But the thing is certain things just take priority. But it doesn't mean that your focus or that your ethic has been compromised. It just is called life happens. As you progress, you know, what's it been like in terms of getting the, you know, the positive feedback, you know, from people really like reaching out to you and really like, you know, you finding your audience, you know, across the board.
Yeah, once again, I didn't hear the last part.
What's it been like for you in terms of, you know, as you've gone on this musical journey, in terms of you really, like, finding your voice, in terms of really having people reach out to you to really rock with it, you know, in terms of, you know, you really realizing that you really, really have an audience, a broad base?
You said, what's the timeline?
You know, just what's it been like for you in terms of over the time of you been doing what you've been doing? What's it been like?
Oh, yeah,
and just
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
people
okay,
reach
okay.
out to
yeah,
you.
Now, man, yeah, man, it's been crazy, bro. Like, man, it's been crazy, bro. And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always knew I was that motherfucker that could do my thing, you know what I'm saying? But it's just crazy to see that the people embracing me as a fucking real lyricist and a real person in the world. It's like, yo, like, what the fuck, like? That shit made me go that much harder, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I ain't got shit, bro. Like, in the city, we ain't got nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, after high school, you either fucking pick up a ball or fucking, you know what I'm saying, start trapping. You know what I'm saying? You might do both, but at the end of the day, like, I appreciate everybody showing me love, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, bro, I'm very grateful, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm to this day, like, I read the comments, like, I see who likes it, I see everything, bro. I answer all my fans, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I answer everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know how many people are tuned into this shit right now, but shit, whether it's one or 1,000, it's the same message. You feel me?
You know, and that's one thing about it, you know, that we're so grateful for with you being on because, you know, we reach out to a lot of people, you know, and a lot of people get back with us. Some of them don't get back with us, but we're always grateful and enthusiastic to have, you know, people we reach out to come on. Because we support legal dope in terms of, you know, what people do, you know, and the reality is, you know, we thought your shit was hot and we wanted to bring you on because of it. And we wanted to recognize your ability, your talent, your drive, your hustle, your ambition, you know, because at the end of the day, man, it's all about being able to be recognized for the work you put in. And, you know, that's one thing about the show. That we really love doing is giving spotlight to those, whether they are legends or just starting out, to really give them a platform to speak on, you know, their experience and their passion for what they do.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
You know, but that's always something we really are appreciative of. In terms of as you've gone along in the game, who are you looking forward to working to as you progress, as you know, as you keep going on?
Probably Jadakiss, Fat Joe, OT The Real, we're in the works right that. We're in the works right now, doing something right now. The OT Real, OT the Real mm-hmm. from Philly. Shout out OT the Real. Who else? Scarface is, you know what I'm saying, is one of the legends, you know what I mean? Like I respect Scarface Pink Game for the utmost, you know what I'm saying? And like when I found out he had COVID and dialysis at the same time, I was kind of like, what the fuck? Like, damn, I can't even get a word out. Cause see, back then, like, people that were getting COVID, I just felt like whoever got COVID was dying. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck. So long story short, like, when I had COVID in June, like,
oh wow,
I was like, fuck. Yeah, I had COVID and shit. Yeah. I think it was like I'm a real family oriented person. Shout out to my sister Mercy and shit. But it was like me, her, you know, like my brother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? My cuz Bob, his chick, you know what I'm saying? This other chick that I was fucking with at the time, you know what I'm saying? And like, it was like eight of us, you know what I'm saying? We all got COVID at the same time, bro. Like, all of us, you know what I'm saying? And thankfully, you know what I'm saying? Like, my sister Marissa, she ain't had no symptoms. She slept next to my brother-in-law fucking day and night for like 2 weeks, and motherfucker didn't have no symptoms. You feel me? Didn't get sick, didn't have a cough, didn't lose taste and smell, didn't do motherfucking things. You know what I'm saying? My brother-in-law, my cousin Bob, like, we all got fucking sick with a little bit of phlegm, and, you know what I'm saying, coughing, a little fever, lost taste and smell and shit. So my sister was a lucky one. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying? Thank God we beat that shit.
Yeah, man, and I know this has been a very, very, very trying year for all of you. Rest in peace, DJ Shave, He passed away from complications of it. And of course, you know, Conway had it earlier this year too as well. You know, I thought was the gun or Conway?
Yeah, I didn't know Conway had it. I thought it was just Wes.
Oh, it was Gun.
I want to say, okay, it was Gun. It was Gun. Thank you, King.
Yeah,
but
it was
I know within y'all.
You gotta get your shit together, man. You gotta get your facts together, man.
Right.
Nah, I'm fucking with
you.
But I know
in that camp, you know, y'all got hit with it twice. So And this is one thing King will tell you about me, Vino. I hate conspiracy theorists. I cannot stand them. I cannot stand hotels because of how they distort the facts, especially with this whole COVID thing, because you still have people trying to downplay this thing and act like, oh, it don't exist. There's a few rappers online that shall remain nameless still trying to say this is phony, this is fake. You know, and y'all, God bless. You know, Shay, y'all lost someone from it, and, you know, you knew somebody that had it, and you had it personally on family members. What do you have to say about some of these people out here still trying to play this like this is a game and that, you know, this is something that, you know, doesn't exist and that, you know, they're just being careless about things with it?
Man, I'm going to say like this, bro. Like, man, COVID-19 is for real, bro. Like, I was one of the ones in the beginning that was like, man, fuck that shit, that man-made disease, that shit ain't about nothing, that shit'll be over in a month. You know what I'm saying? I was playing that shit, right? Well, mm-hmm. We had like five cases. We had like five. But I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. In my city, like, it's still popping off. Like, nothing's happening. You know what I mean? Like it's you know what I'm saying? It's the same shit going on that it was before COVID happening right now. Like, it's like nobody shut down, no nothing. Yeah, we masked up and all that, but like before, okay, so like in March, like in April, the boom, there it goes, the whole city shuts down, everything shut down, the whole world basically shut down. And I'm still in my head like, man, that shit ain't true, this stupid ass fucking disease, all these motherfuckers catching this shit, they, whatever, right? So then it kind of went away for like a couple weeks, and they opened the bars back up and everything back up like in June. I had it in June. I had it from like June. I quarantined from like June 4th to like 18th or some shit. Excuse me. So like when they did all, whenever they opened up the city back up, like in May, early June, cases rose from like 100 to like 100 in like 2 or 3 months to like 100 a fucking day. Like that shit was spreading around like a fucking, that shit was fucking everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, shit. And I was still at the strip club. I was still partying with these fancy ass clubs. This fancy ass club they got out here. I was still fucking, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even cautious about it. I was like, man, fuck that shit. I'm young. I'm healthy. Like that shit can't fuck with me. And I went to this after party, and it was a strip club after party, right? So like everybody from the strip club went to this one girl's house, and like she had a brand new crib, and like everybody had COVID in there like a couple of days before I did. So like,
oh, wow.
So they hit me up like, yo, you feeling good? And I'm like, yeah, well, I was good. Like, nah, man, one of the persons that was at the fucking at our fucking party and shit, man, they tested positive. And I was like, oh, no shit. And then an hour later, I get on Facebook, and I see the news pop up, and it's like, Club Cheetah shut down. Boom, they shut down Club Cheetah, that fucking whole fucking, everybody sick in that bitch. And we were all there, you know what I'm saying? And then the after party, too. So automatically, I start getting anxiety, like, man, what the fuck, I'm about to have this shit. So believe it or not, you know what I'm saying, that night I started getting fever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck. I was trying to shake it. I was like, nah, I ain't got that shit. My anxiety tripping. I struggle with anxiety depression too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, anxiety just fucking with me because I heard that shit. Like, you're good. You're good. I was walking around. Everything was fine. But when I went to sleep, man, I woke up like I fucking was swimming in a fucking waterbed and shit. You know what I mean? And like, I woke up and I was like, the whole bed was drenched. You know what I'm saying? And it was just fucking, it was nasty, bro. I was sweating. I was fucking, I was like fever, you know what I mean, here and there, you know what I'm saying, coughing, nothing but phlegm and shit like that. Like just, it was nasty. I had body aches, you know what I'm saying? I used to play a lot of basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, like every injury that I ever had playing basketball or in life in general, you know what I'm saying? It like came back to me with that COVID shit, you know what I mean? Like my body was aching.
Oh, wow.
I felt like I had, I don't know if y'all have ever been in a car wreck, but if you ever been in a car wreck and you feel like two days right after, like that, like
right.
Your body just all
once it hits you, yeah.
Yeah, so like, and then I was like, man, I still don't have that shit, because at that time they were like, the weather had posted about a Saharan dust that came through that was giving COVID-19 like you had COVID-19, you know what I'm saying, like the symptoms, you know what I'm saying? So like they were like, so don't trip out if the Saharan dust is giving y'all COVID-19 symptoms, like everything's gonna be okay. So I'm in my head, I'm trying to trick myself, because I'm like, man, nah, it's that fucking Saharan dust came through, my allergies fucking up, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like 3 days later, I lose taste and smell. When I lost taste and smell, I was like, yo, I'm going to go get checked. So I went to go get checked. Like, by the time I got my results, I was already good and shit. So, like, yeah, man, that shit's serious, bro. Like rest in peace, DJ Shay. Man, that was, man, bro, that shit fucked me up that day, bro. Like, cause let me tell you something like this, bro. Like, I lost my dog. Like in that intro where I say, rest in peace, Dak, man, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? So, like when I lost that dog, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit was one of the roughest times I ever been through, you know what I'm saying? Because I was losing people, not in a death way, but I was just losing people that were close to me that I thought I was gonna stay around with forever, you know what I'm saying? So me and my best homie, you know what I'm saying, we fell off and we still fell off. Like it's fuck him to this day, you feel me? So like me and my ex bitch fell off, so like I was like, fuck her too, you know what I mean? Then my dog died. Then my dog died a day later, and then, you know what I'm saying, it was just all hitting me, you know what I'm saying? And after, that was right after COVID, you feel me? So like, it was a whole bunch of shit popping off, bro, and like, I couldn't mentally hold that shit together. And then Shay died, and it just like it was just all fucked up, bro. Like I couldn't believe the type of shit I was going through, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never endured that type of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot, man. You know, when you, when, you know, to, and, you know, God bless that you're still, you know, standing, you know, you're still persevering. You know, I tell anybody, you know, thank God I haven't been hit with COVID, but I had pneumonia some years ago, and I know how bad I felt when I had pneumonia. And I tell anybody, if from what I've heard and from what you said, you know, it's like, you know, when I had pneumonia, it was bad. And the doctor told me to stay my ass home, you know, and rest. So I can only imagine how bad COVID is compound. Because basically, I've heard people say, basically, it's pneumonia on steroids times three. You know, so it is serious. You know, in terms of Shay, because Shay, you know, was, you know, I mean, we've heard Benny, you know, Westside, you know, Conway speak so highly of Shay in terms of him being with them every step of the way from when they were starting. What was his interactions, you know, what were your interactions with him like when you met him in terms of, you know, just being with him and, you know, his influence, his guidance, his support?
Nah, that's for real, bro. Like, I definitely understand, bro, because I had bronchitis. I had bronchitis mm-hmm. one time, bro, and I was sick for like 2 or 3 weeks, bro. I was sitting fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, it was just crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, matter of fact, hold on, my bad. Hold on. Yeah, like I said, bro, like, it was just fucked up, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro, like, I tell you like this, bro, I'd rather have bronchitis than motherfucking COVID, bro. Like, everything is, like, it's just different, bro. Like, bronchitis, like, you're sick as fuck. You can't even walk. Like, you get dizzy and shit. You walking and shit. Like, probably, like, pneumonia. But, like, with COVID, I was walking around, like, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, like, not walking around in the city, but I was walking around, like, my house. Like, oh, good. I would just sweat, and I would get tired as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was just fucking crazy. Yeah, it was crazy as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. What was your interactions with Shay like before his passing in terms of when you met him and just how he was really helping you along and, you know, molding, you know, just giving you his support and his guidance? Shay, DJ Shay.
Man, me and Shay were supposed to do a mixtape, bro, before he passed away, and he was sending me beats and shit. Mind you, I'm real picky when it comes to hearing these beats and shit like that, bro. So, like, if you send me a beat or a pack or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... Like, bro, I might hear 15 beats in fucking in 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just picky. So every beat that I've ever rapped on is, like, strategically, like, picked out, handpicked. Like, I want this to have, I want this to sound like this. I want that to sound like that. Like, just different things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I'm supposed to be out here for you know what I'm saying, till 10 and shit, but I ain't really got that type of time right now, shit, like I
said. It's all good. Look, whatever time you
have. I'm good for like two more questions, and I gotta chop, man.
Understood. So in terms of beats, what do you look for in terms of what catches you? In terms of, are you looking for the heavy snares? Are you looking for a dark type tone? What type of beats do you like? Do you prefer?
It just depends. You know what I'm saying? Like any beat that I hear, like once it turns on, it's gotta talk to me. Like I can't just rap on just whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? If you want the best to be, you gotta give me the best shit you got. You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna rap to, not unless I'm on like Funk Flex or fucking Sway in the morning, they just throw a beat on and I gotta just start going hard, you know what I mean? That's different. But like,
right,
if it's like, yo, like if it's anything that I wanna pick, like I'ma sit there and it's gotta make me make that face like I just ate a sour pickle with Kool-Aid in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
The stank face, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Stank face, you know what I'm saying? It's gotta make me feel like that and shit. And as soon as I get that feeling, it just ignites this shit in my body, you know, just, you know what I'm saying? It's a crazy feeling, bro, when you hear that beat and shit, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, I mean, it's always about just how you touch down, man. And definitely, you know, we know you got to run. I mean, is there any shout outs you want to give before you head out? You know,
shout out to y'all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all having me, you know what I'm saying, as far as those radio station and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And, hold on just a second, hold on.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Benny, shout out Black Soprano family, shout out fucking City Boys, shout out rest in peace DJ Shay, you know what I'm saying? Rick High, Eve, Bloodbolt, Jonesy, you know what I'm saying? Flex, Young World, you know what I'm saying? Shout out all them people, bro. Shout out my city, 361, you know what I'm saying? From Corpus of Buffalo, back to North Carolina, all the way to Cali, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shout outs, man, but I just can't get to it. You know, shout out to my son Hoodie too, man. He's probably listening and shit, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. Well, look, you know, it's been an honor and a privilege to have you on, Vino. You're welcome back anytime. Once again, you know, King and myself, we thank you so much for, you know, coming on, man, you know, and just let us know when you got anything new dropping, and we'll be happy to, you know, put it out there, share it to the masses.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that shit, bro. I'll tap in with y'all, man, for sure.
Definitely.
I'll never forget this interview either, man. Y'all already know.
Man, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. We'll never forget you either, man. We're going to be in touch with you. And once again, thanks again, man. And look, it's all the rest of your people. It's all BSF. We said what's up. And anybody, City Boy, Benny, want to bring, you know, on, you know, we are more than happy to have them.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that shit, man. Y'all be easy, man. Y'all have a good one. Y'all stay
too,
clean out there, man. Fuck that COVID shit.
Yeah, man, you too, man. God bless, man. Be safe.
God bless you too, man. Y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace.
Peace, one.